The president of Madagascar has vowed to fight to the death if rebel soldiers try to drive him from power in the Indian Ocean island. Kelsey Brennan-Wessels reports.
Weeks of political turmoil have left Ravalomanon's grip on power looking increasingly tenuous. And on Monday, soldiers threw their support behind the opposition leader and stormed a presidential palace in the heart of the capital. A spokesman for the president's office said Ravalomanon would never resign and was ready to die along with the loyal guards defending his grand residence outside the city center. Opposition leader Andry Rajoelina has been leading public protests against Ravalomanon's rule since the start of the year and said on Monday he was impatient to take office. Rajoelina accuses the president of running the country like a private company and has tapped into widespread public discontent with high levels of poverty. At least 135 people have died in violence sparked by the political crisis, the $390 million a year tourism sector is collapsing, and foreign investors in the important mining and oil exploration sectors are watching events nervously. I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels.